good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Sunday, October 28th, from 5 until 7 p.m., Christian Service Program of Shreveport-Bossier presents their annual Poor Man's Supper in their new facility, at Christian Service Facility at 2346 Levy Street here in Shreveport. And joining me now in the Knoll Foundation studios is Alvin Moore, Executive Director of Christian Service in Shreveport, to fill us in on the details. And Alvin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
All right. Thank you for having us. Yeah, we're very excited. We'll be having our annual Poor Man's Supper, like you mentioned, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m., 2346 Levy Street, where we have soup, bread, and water. So we let people know how I feel to go to bed hungry after a small meal of that. This is our second year having it at our new facility. Last year we had it at the new facility, which is once again located at 2346 Levy Street. And this year again, we are excited. We are having it at our new facility. We opened up our new facility last year, 10/19/17, and last Friday was a year strong that we were still providing two hot meals a day, 364 days a year. On the day we're closed is Christmas Day because a lot of other organizations actually serve meals. Our breakfast time is from 8 to 10. And lunch is from 12 to 2. Anyone who walks through that door can get a hot meal.
All right. So other than serving meals during the day, Christian Service does and coordinates a whole lot of other services for people not that are just homeless, but people who are on the fringe of being homeless. This could be people who are living paycheck to paycheck. They're just barely covering their rent. They run out of money at the end of the month. Can you explain some of the broader range of services that Christian Service coordinates and provides?
Yes, sir. We have a clothing store where an individual can come in every 90 days and shop for clothing for them, the children, or anyone. We do require that they have some form of identification or some form of identification for their children. We do supply emergency assistance, which is gas, rental, and electric. You do have to meet those guidelines to qualify for those programs. We ask you to call if you want to emergency assistance because we want to make sure you have all the documents that you need so you wouldn't just come down and not have all the documents and that be their last resource and you spent your last resource to just come down to our facility. But our number is 318-221-4857, and if you qualify, we tell you what you need to bring. Once again, we are 1.1 mile away from the main bus terminal. The main bus terminal is located on Murphy Street. We're 1.1 mile away from it. With our new location, you can actually, route runs from the fairgrounds, bus will drop you right out. And what happens now is that we are part of this campus. Hope Connection is located right next door, which have a day shelter where people can wash their clothes. It's 12 other nonprofits located in that facility. And what we did, we brought our emergency assistance, our clothing store, and food to that campus. So it's a one-stop shop now. You don't have to go across town to get these services and then come back across town to take advantage of our services. So once you get to that campus, you could utilize all the services that's located there.
And this includes things like computers to figure out how to do job applications, online services. It connects you to the whole world. If you're out there on the fringe, obviously, if you're struggling just to make your rent, then you don't have, you know, good internet service and things like that. This is your connection to the rest of the world.
That is correct. That is correct. Once you get to that side of town, which is located on Levy, we're located at 2346. You could take advantages of all those services. You can also receive your mail there and then come over to Christian Services and get food, clothing, and emergency assistance.
Now, the homeless population shifts every year. I know we had spoken with Jane Schneider last year, and she said it had actually dropped a little bit, which was good news, but it's still, especially homeless vets, but it still was too high. You're serving how many meals a day, average?
Yeah, we're serving two hot meals a day, 364 days a year.
But how many people?
At the end of the month, the numbers grow because people resources run out. I can just say on the average of yesterday at breakfast, we had 109 for breakfast. And at lunch, we had about a 145. So in the average on yesterday alone, we served almost 250 meals.
All right. So a lot of people out there in need. That need assistance from good people around the community.
Yes, sir. So. Anyone who walked through that door can get a hot meal. We are averaging 4,000 last month. I know the numbers, 4,975 meals. And individuals, we actually serve 1,276 individuals.
And restaurants and businesses and other organizations can donate, you know, food services,
yes,
dried
sir.
Foods, you know, the things that will last, obviously.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we also need volunteers. Once again, we're open 7 days a week. I know the average person say, well, I work every day, but just taking into consideration. We're open on the weekends, so you're welcome to come by and see what we're doing, volunteer in our hospitality house, our clothing store. You can call us at 221, area code 318-221-4857, and get more information, set up a tour, and come by and see our new facility. We always looking for help and volunteers.
I know over the years, a lot of restaurants have participated in the Poor Man's Supper and other things. Can you kind of give a shout out to those who are helping out?
Yes, this year we'll have soup from IHOP, which is located on Uri Drive, right. And the Munjunis, which is located on Louisiana. They are providing our soup for us this year, and we want to thank them for doing that. And the cooks make their own cornbread from the kitchen. So once again, please come out and join us. Tickets are $10. You can buy them at the door, or you can call us at 318-221-4857. Once again, it's October 28th, this Sunday, from 5 to 7 p.m.
And this is a fundraiser for Christian Service.
Yes, sir.
So when you come out and spend that $10, the soup and bread is to remind you how blessed you are, because you have three hots and a cot every day, and the funds are going to go to help support all these other services, hopefully to lift other people up out of that struggling level of poverty.
Yeah, this is our only fundraiser that we have to help our organization, and $10 a ticket with basically probably help us keep our doors open.
And
if you want to go to our website, and it's christianservicela.org, you can donate online, or you can mail a check to us at Post Office Box 21, Shreveport, Louisiana 71161, Christian Service Program. We're always asking for donations.
And, you know, we hear a lot in the past about soup kitchens, but for this meal, the portions, are they going to represent what somebody would get at a soup kitchen had they, you know, struggled and needed that?
Yes, it's just a symbolic meal to show you how individual would just have soup and bread before they went to bed.
Right.
And we ask you not to eat anything after that, so you can really feel what it's like to go to bed hungry.
The occasional hunger pangs,
yes,
are a good reminder of gratitude.
Yes,
so,
sir.
What could, other than volunteers, you take donations of other things too. So
yes, sir.
What do you need right now from the community?
We always take food. We'll take food and clothing. I mean, we give everything away, so you're welcome to bring clothes to our clothing store, clothing facility. Once again, we're located at 2346 Levy. The clothing department is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, but you can bring donations from about 8 to 2 p.m. Call us. We can come pick some of them up 318-221-4857. But we're in need right now in a lot of men, clothes, and children.
Okay. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with folks?
Yes. Once again, Christian Service was started in 1970 by Sister Margaret McCaffrey, where she saw a need to feed children before they went to school. The ministry is still going 48 years strong, and we always need, once again, volunteers, donations. We're open 364 days a year. The only day we're closed is Christmas Day, and if you want to do a tour, please give us a call at 318-221-4857, and please join us for our annual Poor Man's Supper, October 28th at 5 to 7, 2346 Levy, and I want to thank you for having me today.
All right. Thank you, Alvin, for joining me. That was Alvin Moore, Executive Director of Christian Services of Shreveport-Bossier, and he joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about this year's annual Poor Man's Supper, which will take place this Sunday, October 28th, from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Christian Service Program. They'll be presenting this Poor Man's Supper as a fundraiser for their organization. The facility is located at 2346 Levy Street. For complete details, you can visit Christian Service on Facebook or call 318-221-4587. That's 318-221-4587. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
There's nothing like poverty to get you into heaven. They got a lot of wine and fish up there, and the bread's unleavened. They got a lot of ears that are heard a whip go crack. Lots of missing toes and fingers and scars upon their back. Daddy's been working too much for days and days and doesn't eat, and he never says much. I think this time it's gotta be. It isn't that he isn't strong or kind.